You are now live at Rise Lobster.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, for another night of learning. This is Mordechai Plotzker in Brooklyn, New York. Special thanks to Jake Weinman in Chicago, as well as Ari Perman on the East Coast in Staten Island, New York. And tonight's discussion is a continuation of the discussion we've been having on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which is readily approaching. And that's my daughter, Eliana, in the background. The Medrash brings down the Gemara in Shabbos Peches and Aleph, that states that the Shah Shehetimu Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma Bo Shishim Rivoy Shamalachei Ashares V'chol Echad V'Echad Yisrael Kashu Lo Shnei Kisarim Echad K'neged Nasa V'Echad K'neged Nishma. Gemara Shabbos on page 88a states that when the Jewish people gave precedence to "we will do" over "we will hearken," 600,000 ministering angels came and set two crowns upon each man in Israel, one as a reward for "we will do," Nasa, and the other as a reward for "we will hearken," Nishma. So Shavuos is a tribute both to the Torah, as we explained yesterday. It's a reaffirmation not only of Torah Shvaktav, however, it is also a reaffirmation of Torah Shabbat Alper. And the Torah Shabbat Alper is what saved David Melech from the words of Doeg HaAdomi, who had said these terrible words to David Melech in front of all the people, chastising them for praising David after killing Goliath, questioning his origin and his applicability to the Jewish people, not just as a king, but even more, on a more granular level, to be a member of the society of the Jewish people. And so David HaMelech said, "Tovli Torah Spicha Mi Alfei Zal of Kesef," that the words of your Torah, Torah Shabbat Peh, are more precious to me than all the gold and silver that people are throwing at me. So Shavuos is a time, it's a tribute to the Torah, it's also a tribute to mankind. And tribute to man is fundamental to our religion, because man is the center of the universe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man in order that there should be a subservience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stakol Baraisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, Lubari Alma, and he created the infrastructure of the world. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu had held the Torah so close to him for 974 generations prior to the time of Kabbalah Satorah, so meaning at the time of Bereshis, which is the origin, there were 1,000 generations beforehand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created the Torah. And the reason for the creation of the Torah was because the Jewish people were going to observe the Torah. And so therefore, it gave us a certain sense of precedence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked to all of Klal Yisrael to see that we will uphold the Torah. As the prophet Yirmiyahu says, "In lo b'yisi yom v'layla chukos shemayim v'aretz v'samti," we're not for the Jewish people learning Torah day and night, and here we're doing learning at night, as it's chos to David Winiers, David Avram ben Chia Kahas Winiers, as well as all the chosim for the people that have passed away, unfortunately, before, some before their time, and some in time, and some, obviously, there's no such thing as, at the right time, but, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken certain holy neshamos from Klal Yisrael, and others, Yibad Mechayim, are in need of refuah, so we hope that these neshamos and these people, Yibad Mechayim, that need a refuah, should have healing in our day. And tonight's share, again, is dedicated as a Seicha Nishmas to Rafael Pinchas Ben, Mayor Mordechai Youngrice. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah of Bari Alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "In lo b'yisrael v'lo yechukos shemayim v'aretz v'samti," were not for Klal Yisrael learning Torah day and night, there never would have been a reason for us to have created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there never would have been a reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have created the constellations of heaven and earth. So when the Torah was about to be given, the Gemara explains to us, we're all familiar, that the saying goes, "Imatem makab mesat Torah," if you accept the Torah, mutav, then it's good for you. "V'im lav," and if not, "sham tehei korbaschem," in the future, there will be your demise. So the Beis HaLevi, not to be confused with the Kedushas Levi, the Beis HaLevi was the Brisker Rav, the Kedushas Levi was the Berditchevo Rav. The Beis HaLevi, Reb Chaim from Brisk, questions, why does the Pasuk say, "Imatem makab mesat Torah," mutav? Why does the Gemara say this? Why does it just say, "Here will be your demise"? Why is it necessary to tell us Sham, meaning there, as in the future, will be your demise. Because he explains that, and this is a classic explanation, that of course if you were to accept the Torah strictly from fear, then once the fear is gone, then so is, God forbid, everything that you hold reverent. However, you accept something upon yourself, not just because out of fear, but out of love, and you combine fear together with love, then you have something that has continuity. It has the ability to withstand time. And as a parable, you know, someone finds a parking spot on 13th Avenue at tomorrow night, Erev Shavuos, and it's going to be crazy busy, people shopping, or they go to any supermarket and they're shopping and people are obviously looking for spots. And all of a sudden something opens up and a guy pulls into the spot, and this guy turns around and says, "No, that was my spot." He says, no, I was here first, my spot. And as things go, sometimes, the guy gets into an argument, and then he pulls out a weapon and he says, "Listen, fella, this is my spot. Please move your car." So the guy in the car says, "Now that you said please, of course I'll move the car." But obviously the reason why he's moving is because the guy brandished a weapon. So if this is just a parable, of course, this does not happen. Hopefully it will never happen. But the idea is that there's a fear involved in someone exposing a weapon or exposing something of danger. So if we accept the Torah, mutav, it's good for you. But in love, but if you don't accept the Torah, sham tekel baschem, if you're only accepting the Torah out of fear alone, then when the fear is gone, so too there will be the end of that love, that relationship. So therefore, a person, explains the Brisker Rav, has to be able to fuse both Yira together with the Hava. He has to be able to experience that mitoch Hava, there has to be Yira, that there has to be something connecting the Yira, something that grounds the Yira with Ahava. And we know that one of the best ways that we've explained this in the past is that Avraham Avinu represents Chesed, and Yitzhak Avinu represents Yira. So what do we do with Yira? We fuse it, we tie it down when we put on the tefillin. And we take the right hand, which is Chesed, and we put it on the left arm, which is Yira, and we suppress the Midas HaDin. We suppress the Midas HaDin with the Midas HaRachamim. And we do this every single day, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remind him. We should serve as a reminder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we seek to only be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, to be seen in his benefit, as a benefit to Klal Yisrael, that we're doing the right thing, we're trying to do the right thing. And so this concept of taking the right, which is Chesed, and suppressing the left, which is Gevura, which is Yira, which is Pachat, this is a way to look at the Torah as not just simply an intellectual exercise, because otherwise it could be a samadhas, the Gemara explains, but rather to recognize that this is a Mora Hara, that this is an instruction guide that will hopefully be with us forever. But what happens, unfortunately, when the Torah is not with us? What happens through the generations and ages where we've experienced the decline and we don't feel that we're close to the Torah? And so the Jewish people asked this question of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said, "What should I tell the Jewish people?" They asked me, "What is your name?" And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to Moshe, "Eke Asher Eke, I am who I am." And I was thinking about this when I got off the train tonight and off the bus and I was walking home, Eke Asher Eke, and I'm reminded of a beautiful thought from my esteemed Chavrusa of Avram Bakenroth, who quoted the Chartika Rav of Saul Friedman, Suyadon Leino, saying that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Eke Asher Eke, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, if you take a look at the word Eke, it's a gematria of 21. And if you take a look at the Shem Havaya, that's 26. Well, the difference, of course, is 5, which is Chamisha Chumshe Torah. So my understanding of this, and I could be mistaken, but my understanding from what I remember hearing was that even if Klal Yisrael felt that they are deficient in the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there with us. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at the Jewish people, Me'ereishis Hashana, Ad Achres Hashana. He's looking at us from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for us to turn back to him. And so even when we are lacking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still looking at us. And all he's waiting for is that we should turn to him. And I was thinking just now, this just came into my head, because nothing here is written up. I actually told my daughter before I got on tonight that I have no idea what I'm going to be speaking about tonight. But I guess this happens occasionally. There's a beautiful Kedushas Levi, which I guess we can close out next minute or so, where it says, "Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. That the word lifnei is a lashon explains the Kedushas Levi of panoi, which is to turn face to face. So what is the whole nida of that time of the year when we approach Yom HaDin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is again looking at us, but are we looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And when we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are we looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah with love and with fear, or are we looking at it just simply as a means of just, it's something that we do by rote, and we don't really think much about what we're doing. We don't really put much thought process into our behavior and our conduct and how all of this really measures up to being a Ben Torah or a Bas Yisrael. So there's a qualitative difference that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to impart to us in these words. Atam Yitzavim Hayom. Today you stand before me Hayom, Hayom Aras Alam, Hayom Yamud HaMishpat. The word Hayom is a reference to Rosh Hashanah, it's a reference to Yom HaDin. Atam Yitzavim Hayom Kochem, every single one. Even the ones, the Rosh Yisrael and the Rosh Yeshivas and the people who are not the Rosh Yeshivas, the people who are simple people like myself. Kochem Lufnei. What does Hashem want now that you're standing before Him? Lufnei. Turn to me. And if you turn to me, then Lufnei Hashem Elokeichem. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu always puts the word Yudkei Vavkei, which is Midas HaRachamim, before Elokeichem, which is Midas HaDin. And if, in fact, we need to be judged, whether it's Rosh Hashanah or any single day of the year, then, of course, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to first look at the positive of our attributes. And then when you factor in all the positive attributes that we're doing and what we're accomplishing, then Elokeichem, when it comes time to judge us on Midas HaDin level, then of course hopefully it will be something that could be easily conversed into something that can be turned into a positive. And hopefully that should be a zchus, not only for us, for our families, for our communities, and for all of Klal Yisrael. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you a bracha and bracha in your learning. And of course, let's not forget the message of tonight, which is that there's a special bounty in HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the Torah, and that therefore we have these Shnei Kesarim, one for Nasa, one for Nishma, and hopefully in that regard, we should be able to celebrate the Yontif of Shavuos, which is coming upon us speedily, as well as the beautiful Shabbos that we have, Shabbos Parshas Bamidbar, which hopefully we'll get a chance to speak about tomorrow evening. Please join us at that time, 9:50 p.m. Prior Shiurim are being uploaded by our good friend Jake Weiland to shiurenjoyment.com. That's S-H-I-U-R, enjoyment.com. Special thanks again, Jake, in Chicago, and our opponent, Stanel, New York. This is Mordechai Plotzker, wishing you a bracha and bracha in your learning in Marine Park, Brooklyn. Looking forward to joining you tomorrow evening.